This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the plastic man is the guy we call Ryan Lambert. Cajun Fishing Adventures down there near the mouth of the Mississippi River in Burris. And Ryan, what's been the latest happening down there this week?
Tell you what, it's been great this week. Specs, reds, bulls, sheephead, black drum, you name it, it's been good.
Red snapper, cobia, all
red
that
snappers.
Kind of stuff.
I know no cobias yet. I haven't seen a cobia come in, but lots of red snappers. So, yeah, it's just been great. It's you know, once you get the same wind for a prolonged period of time, it just makes great water in certain spots. So, and fish come pouring in there, and it makes it good. So it's been that way. And then everything's starting to make its move this time of year. You know, the trout are coming to their summertime haunts, and it looks like it's going to be a good year. A lot of bait in the water.
Yeah, and the river continues to fall, which is good news.
Well, it's still stuck at 12-something, and it's gonna be there. It'll still be over 10 foot June, the middle of June. So we have these floods going out in the northeast, and they just keep putting water in the river. And it's just going to stay up for probably until July before it falls under 7 or something like that. But that's normal, though.
Yeah. So where has most of the action been? East side, west side, both sides?
It's all on the east side. Nobody even hardly goes on the west side anymore. You know, it's all open, so there's nothing to break the wind and keep the water clean. So not too many people fish the west side. In fact, I don't know if one boat's been over there in the last week or two. You know, everybody's going either downriver or east. So yeah. It's been good. And plus, the wind's been southeast, so it makes logical sense to go that way. You know, whatever way that flag's pointing, that's where you need to go fishing.
Well, you know, I can recall catching some nice big trout with you on some of those jetties over there, but it's not easy to find fish and catch them on that west side anymore.
No, it's not. Well, you know, it's no protected water. I mean, there's absolutely no land left, so the wind just blows through everything and it dirties it up. So, you know, it's got to be calm a couple of days to get that water right. And still with a southeast wind, the river water comes out of Red Pass, Tiger Pass, Southwest Pass, and comes in that way. So it keeps the water a little dingy. And truthfully, a lot of what we call, you know, pilgrims, that, you know, folks that's coming down to fish on their own, they don't know their way around there anymore because there's no land. They know it used to be all land, so they get a little scared to go on that side.
Yeah, can be treacherous. Ryan, you headed to Argentina. What you got going on down there?
Winter's going on down there. We're going to be pigeon and duck hunting. It's the spotted pigeon, and they come into the decoys and flocks, and they fast, and they're fun as can be. And the food is great, and then we'll hunt ducks. And there's a plethora of ducks that are different species than we shoot. So it's always fun to go down there and see the ducks. And, you know, I like Argentina. I like the people of Argentina. I just don't like getting to Argentina.
Yeah. What part of Argentina are y'all going to be in? Is it going to be central, way down south, or the northern end?
Well, we'll go into Buenos Aires for a few days and enjoy the wine and great meat and stuff they've got there. And then we'll fly to one lodge that's somewhat central, and then we'll leave there after a week and go to another lodge that's more north and hunt ducks there. And then back to Buenos Aires, and the next day we'll be back home. Around June 8th, I think. So my next 2 weeks will be from Argentina.
Yeah, well, that'll be great. I bet you they're going to be surprised to see that that redhead, freckle-faced boy speaking fluent Spanish when you pull in down there.
Yeah, their dialect is so different, though. You know, there's a lot of S's in it, but, you know, I get along. But, I'll probably be talking to you at night when I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And it's cold down there too. It's so nice to leave the summer and go right into winter. It's so strange to do that, but it feels so good.
Now, do you fly down there with a gun? You go through all that mess, or do you have guns down there?
No. We have guns down there, so everything's taken care of. The one lodge I go to is called El Monte, and that's where we hunt the pigeons. They have doves there too, but it is the nicest people. A lady named Maria runs it. She is the greatest thing. She does everything she can to make you happy. I mean, they get cigars out and great wine. And I mean, it's a nicely done.
Oh, what a life you lead, huh? What did you do to deserve this life?
They just sit there.
What did you do in your first life? You must have had a hard first life, huh?
I tell you what, I had a hard week. I worked 40 hours in 2 days this week. I need a break. It's time for me to take a break.
Well, go get on your plane to Buenos Aires, shoot your pigeons, smoke your cigars, have your fun down there, and we'll just dream about it.
And then I'll come back and work some more and make sure I can do it again.
Well, people want to find out how to make them happy in Burris, give them the contact info. How do they get you?
Yeah, they just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. Everything's pretty nice here, too. And or just call me direct this week at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up.
All right. We'll be talking to you live and direct from Argentina next Saturday morning.
Sounds great, buddy. We'll see you.
Have a good trip.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.